extract.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here toll-free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find on our website. Those other talk show hosts, they charge you for their sites. Most of them do. And I bet you that you'll find more on the Free Talk Live site for free than you will find behind the paywall of fill-in-the-blank major host show name.
Safe guess.
Yeah, go see it for yourself. It's Ian here, by the way.
And Mark.
And our website is freetalklive.com. The main feature actually allows you to control the content, something else that those other talk show hosts are not interested in having you do. They want to tell you what they think is important. Our site is the other way around. You tell us what you think is important, and you can do that by submitting show prep over at freetalklive.com, and then it must receive a certain number of votes, because other people have to agree with you that it's important, and then once it does receive enough votes, it will be promoted to the front page of the website. Go and see for yourself. Get interactive. It's totally free. freetalklive.com. So, Mark, I guess, you know, 2 weeks from today, you're going to be on vacation. Supposedly.
In sunny South Florida.
That is, if it doesn't all end the day before. The 21st, of course, as many people are suggesting, is going to be the end of the world. And according to the Telegraph in the UK, some people are freaking out about this.
Really?
There was an article I had, I think it was earlier this week. We never got to it. It's typical we don't get to most of the stuff we bring in to talk about on this show.
It's Free Talk Live, yeah, after all. People call in and talk about what they want to talk about.
Exactly. So I have a different article here, but the one I had previously was that NASA had put out some sort of a notice, some kind of an alert, to be careful because teenagers and young people are particularly subject to being swayed on this particular issue, the idea that the world is going to end.
Really?
You know, I mean, that kind of makes sense, right? I mean, they haven't been around for all the predictions. I mean, if you're younger, you haven't been there for, what was that guy from the church most recently? It was like a year ago that predicted the world was going to end on October something or other.
I don't know. He was relevant for just a few minutes.
He was like a radio guy, whoever he was.
Radio preacher fella.
Yeah. And, you know, he fell off into obscurity after his, you know, his plot failed.
Did he die?
Did he?
I think he did.
I didn't hear about that. So, anyway, so they haven't seen these things happening. So maybe they just don't have enough experience with knowing.
Oh, camping?
Yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah, just another, you know, a bunk claim by some religious zealot. But this one seems to have some steam behind it. It seems to have more to it. There seems to be a lot more, I guess, of a diversity of people. It's not just one cult that's believing the world is going to change, or one guru, or the world is going to end. Anyway, here's a story from The Telegraph. Ahead of December 21st, which marks the conclusion of the 5,125-year-long count Mayan calendar, panic buying of candles and essentials has been reported in China and Russia, along with an explosion in sales of survival shelters in America. In France, believers were preparing to converge on a mountain where they believe aliens will rescue them.
Okay.
The precise manner of Armageddon remains vague, ranging from a catastrophic celestial collision between Earth and the mythical planet Nibiru, also known as Planet X, a disastrous crash with a comet, or the annihilation of civilization by a giant solar storm. In America...
Yeah, I like that one instead.
Ron Hubbard, manufacturer of high-tech underground survival shelters, has seen his business explode. He says, we've gone from one a month to one a day. Now, Mark, I don't know how many sales you get here for Free Talk Live, but if you could get one sale every single day, we'd be sitting pretty. We'd run out of inventory real fast.
It would depend on the size of the sale.
It wouldn't be too shabby, though, right?
No, that's a good thing.
To have an average sale once a day, this guy's getting them now every day. And these are big, you know, underground bunkers. Those things can't be cheap. So he's seeing a huge difference. He says, I don't have an opinion on the Mayan calendar, but when astrophysicists come to me, buy my shelters, and tell me to be prepared for solar flares, radiation, EMPs, that is electromagnetic pulses, I'm going underground on the 19th and coming out on the 23rd, just in case someone's right.
Wow.
In the French Pyrenees, the mayor of Bougarich, population 179, has attempted to prevent pandemonium by banning UFO watchers and light aircraft from the flat-topped Mount Pic de Bougarich. I have no idea if I'm probably butchering that name. According to New
Why
Age,
do you want to, people want to go to Mount Booger on the for the end of the world? I'm not understanding.
According to New Age, here you go. According to New Age lore, it is an alien garage where extraterrestrials are waiting to abandon Earth, taking the lucky few humans with them. Russia saw
Now I know.
People in Outninsk in Kharkov region rushing to buy kerosene and supplies after a newspaper article, supposedly written by a Tibetan monk, confirmed the end of the world. The city of Novokuznetsk faced a run-on salt in Barnaul, close to the Altai Mountains. Panic buyers snapped up all the torches and thermos flasks.
Do they mean flashlights? Or are they selling, like, bundles of torches?
Torch is a UK term for flashlight. Yeah. So yes, I'm glad you asked that. It helps clarify for some.
Good Lord,
just like they call cookies biscuits over there.
I wonder if people ever use torches like they have in Hollywood, because I, you know, because this could be very well just be an invention of Hollywood. Yeah. Whoever had fire on a stick,
Somebody did. The city, Dmitry Medvedev, the Russian prime minister, even addressed the situation. He said, "I don't believe in the end of the world," before adding somewhat disconcertingly, "at least not this year." In China, which had no history of preoccupation with the end of the world, a wave of paranoia about the apocalypse can be traced to the 2009 Hollywood blockbuster 2012. The film, starring John Cusack,
it's scary.
A smash hit in China. Have you seen it?
No.
I haven't either.
I saw the previews for it.
It was one of those disaster films with all kinds of natural disasters happening.
Hurricane. Earthquake. You just picked your natural disaster. They've got a film that's titled that.
It apparently was a smash hit in China as viewers were seduced by a plot that saw the Chinese military building arcs to save humanity. Some in China, like, by the way, the military's not going to save you. If it comes to the end of the world, they're not going to build an arc to save you. They're going to save themselves and El Presidente or El Premier or whoever it is that they're tasked with protecting.
They've dug bunkers so that they can take the politicians and their cronies down to where it's safe.
Not you.
You're going to be out there fighting tooth and nail with the zombies.
They may have a list of attractive females that they would also take down there with them, but that would be about as far as it goes.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to say who's on the list and who's. I know I'm not.
Some in China are taking the prospect of Armageddon seriously, with panic of buying candles reported in the Sichuan province, because nothing heads off Armageddon like a good flame.
Well, it's good. If the lights go out, you want to be able to have a candle.
The source of the panic was traced to a post in Sina Weibo, China's version of Twitter, predicting that there will be 3 days of darkness when the apocalypse arrives. One grocery store owner said, "At first, we had no idea why, but then we heard someone muttering about the continuous darkness." Shanghai police said scam artists have been convincing pensioners to hand over savings in a last act of charity. Oh, man. Meanwhile, in Mexico, where ancient Mayan civilization flourished, the end times has been seen as opportunity. The country's organized hundreds of Maya-themed events, and tourism is expected to have doubled this year. NASA has been aggressive.
I don't think they got anything booked for December 22nd.
NASA has been aggressively seeking to dispel doomsday fears. It says there's no evidence Nibiru exists, that secret planet or whatever, Planet X, and rumors that it could be hiding behind the sun are unfounded. They say that it can't hide behind the sun forever, and we would have seen it years ago. Unless it's like the perfect one planet that doesn't actually rotate or doesn't orbit the sun.
It would orbit the sun in the same orbit as the Earth. Just stay behind it the whole time.
Right. Except then how would it ever crash into us on the 21st?
It would have to speed up or something.
Yeah. Real fast, too, right?
It doesn't make any sense that it would be back there. And also, they mathematically predict the solar system objects because of their effect. And if you had a large solar system object that was, somewhere near Earth on the opposite side of the sun, it would play a big, big role in the, inner solar system.
What do the Mayans themselves have to say about this? We will explain that in moments. And what about you? Are you getting a little extra prepared for December 21st? Are you freaked out? Do you think something is going to happen? Or is this a bunch of bunk? 855-453. Or do you know anyone who's freaked out? 1-855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live's live Saturday edition.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalist on your gift list.
Ho, ho, ho!
For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package. Now through December 14th only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour, 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with 4 fuel discs, plus a 5-pack of replacement fuel discs, 2 LifeStraw personal water filters, 1 magnesium fire starter, a 4-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but now only $99. With free shipping to the lower 48, only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through December 14th. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous 4 herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site And we do that for free, so you can enjoy and many of those features. One of them includes the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of the program. Drop on over to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see that. If you're a lady listener, you can become part of the Shrine. The instructions are there, and they're pretty simple. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you are looking for survival gear, the place to go is manventureoutpost.com. They've got gear for people who want to do camping or hunting, shooting, survival gear, bug out bags that are ready for you. Whatever it is you need, they've got it at manventureoutpost.com. They carry the name brands you want at the lowest prices on ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, firearm accessories, archery, air gun, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, boating equipment, and more. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and they've got the lowest prices. Go check for yourself. Get it quick. Get it from manventureoutpost.com.
All right. We are talking about the purported Mayan apocalypse, supposedly coming up on the 21st. Hasn't really been made clear exactly what time it'll happen. Will it be universal coordinated time? Will it be Eastern time? Or will it wait until the very end of the day? And there's been quite a variety of responses from people, and we're going to go to you and your thoughts here. I want to know, and we'll tell you more about what the Mayans themselves have to say about this.
But one thing's for certain, the end of the world, when it comes on the 21st, mm-hmm. since it's 12, 21, 12, it must have ones and twos in it.
Hmm. Okay, so it could be 12, 12. It could be either 12, 12 a.m. or
12, 21.
Yeah, or it could be 2-something, I guess, 2-12 mm-hmm. or 2-21. So we'll get to the Mayans and what they actually have to say about this here. But people around the world, many of them have been freaking out. Everywhere from Russia to France to the U.S. Some folks believe that the aliens are going to whisk them away from a mountaintop in France or a hilltop in France. Others believe that they just need to stock up. They're going to make it through just a few days of basically a blackout. And still some others believe they need to build an underground bunker. Let's go to Simon. He's listening in Tennessee to Extreme Talk on XM. Hey, Simon.
Hi, how are you, Mark Annan?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, as you know how it is with talk radio, there's probably a new guru every week. But one of the big new gurus is Clyde Lewis with Ground Zero. It's a coast-to-coast type show. And he was talking about this Mayan 2012 calendar. Have you all heard of him yet?
I've heard of him, yeah.
I haven't.
So he's actually syndicated, I think, by the same company that does Coast to Coast.
Okay, yeah, and I listen to Coast a lot, but I guess he kind of brought a new nugget for a thought that I hadn't thought about yet. Sorry, I'm all of a sudden hit a bunch of traffic right when I called y'all, so it goes sometimes. But the thing he was saying is that something about planet alignment, I didn't really look it up yet, but I was just going to refer to him because y'all asked what I'd heard about it. And also a big thing he was saying, which is like tempting faith, that the Hadron Collider, looking for the God particle, mm-hmm. they're working, they're starting the 17th, going to the 21st, and ending it on the 21st. And he's like, aren't they tempting faith? People are freaking out, and you're going to go start a black hole or whatever it does. I know it can really, technically or in theory, it could really mess up some things. Some people say, making black holes and whatnot.
It sounds like a good way to get some publicity, though, for what would normally be some dull science experiments is, hey, let's do this on the weekend the world's supposed to end. Put out a press release.
Definitely, and just if anybody wants to look it up, the other thing that was on with Clyde Lewis, this is one of the craziest things I've heard. This is kind of down my alley. I love the ideas of freedom, and my time, I know, is better spent on that. But this guy named Andrew, I forget his last name, he was in a project called Pegasus. His claim is, he went with Barack Obama as a teenager to Mars. Dr. Ed Danes, you're talking about, what is that, where you look into the future, remote viewing. Dr. Ed Danes comes all the time. Claimed he went, Dr. Ed Danes taught him how to go to Mars and time travel to the past, see the crucifixion of Jesus, things like this. And then one of the best parts is he's a lawyer, so
Wow.
lying or whatever, and he's charging like $100 for his convention. So this guy, it's really interesting.
That's
if
cheap.
You catch him. Oh, is that pretty cheap?
Hold on, let me see if I'm following this. The lawyer claims he went to Mars and charges $100 for a convention. Where'd the convention come into play?
He just talks about all this Pegasus deal, but sometimes he'll get some hard hitters like, one of the president's granddaughters called in and verified for him, and George Norrie couldn't believe it. Just couldn't believe that.
Verified what? That she went to Mars with Barack Obama?
Please say that's true.
No, just that she had a hearsay right, basically. But still, just that she would call in, I guess Jordan Moore had verified it. It's hard to say, like you said before, there's so many people on that show. But he claimed the other guy that's with this guy named Andrew is running for the Democratic process in 2016 for presidency. And I'm like, seriously, he's going to run for the presidency after he claims he jumped somehow with a time machine to Mars with Barack Obama?
That's even more wild than Vermin Supreme's claims that he has actually come back in time from the future with, like, 2025 and is now running for president in the present day. So that's it. That's even more wild. You know, Simon, thanks for the call. Do appreciate hearing from you. Interesting addition.
About Mike. Go ahead. I just want to say something real quick about Mike Church. Before you mentioned that you thought maybe he was just a mainstream like the rest of them. I don't know. Have you ever studied him after you said that statement much?
Who's he?
No, this is one of the guys who hosts a show that's only on Sirius XM. He's touted as being a liberty-minded guy. I know that he's got some liberty-minded people working for him, from what I understand.
I just want to give credit where credit was due. Through the whole process, when Ron Paul was running, all he did was talk about that as the freedom and Ron Paul, and wanted everybody to vote for Ron Paul. And then, like a friend of his that has another show even said that he didn't vote for Romney. He voted for some Constitution guy. So I just wanted to give him credit for being a liberty-minded guy to some extent.
Yeah, I question anyone that votes for the Constitution Party. I mean, they're probably better than the Republicans and Democrats. I'll give them that.
Really?
But the Constitution...
The other guy said it. It was vague of who it was. I guess he never said who he voted for. He just was Ron Paul all the way, and that's kind of ideas. So I just wanted to give him credit for that.
Well, there was only. Thank you for that. I appreciate the call, Simon, and thanks for the thoughts. I forget who the Constitution Party guy was this year, too. But in 2008, Ron Paul endorsed the Constitution Party guy. And I guess the reason why was because the Libertarians had nominated Bob Barr, and he's just a joke as far as the claim that he's a Libertarian. So the Constitution guy was the lesser of all the evils, I think, is why Ron Paul would have endorsed him. Because I can't imagine Ron Paul endorsing a Constitution Party candidate out of principle, considering they don't have any principles.
Chuck Baldwin was who Ron Paul endorsed in 2008. Virgil Good was the Constitution Party's candidate in 2012.
And they don't have any principles. So, their principle is that there should be a theocracy in this country.
Yeah, they should be called the Bible Party, not the Constitution Party. Because they
How about the shove the Bible down your throat party? Because they're the kind of people who want to, you know, they want to ban gambling, they want to continue the ban on prostitution, they want to eliminate pornography, all kinds. They certainly don't like the idea of gay marriage. They do not favor your right to control your body, as in you should be able to put whatever drugs
they sure don't have any,
you want into it.
They really don't care anything about that he who's without sin cast the first stone thing. They don't have anything to do with that.
855-450-FREE. So anybody that would vote for the Constitution Party candidate, I question their commitment to the ideas of liberty. Either they have not looked into the Constitution Party. It doesn't take much more time than to go and look at their party platform. That's all you really need to do, and it'll just, if you love liberty, it'll totally turn you off. But if you just look at them and you believe that they, you know, care about the Constitution, and that's the only amount of research you've done, then I could understand why someone would be fooled by them. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Are you looking for a great one-of-a-kind gift idea? Then look no further than www.dapgadgets.com. They have radio-controlled planes, helicopters, buggies, cars, and more. How about an insane horsehead pillowcase, MP3 accessories, or even an iPhone 5 wallet case? Visit www.dapgadgets.com and be sure to check out their featured gadgets page. Shipping is only $9.99 and is shipped within 7 days or less. Check out www.daftgadgets.com today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything you want at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got news updates. You can get signed up and follow us via email or Twitter or Facebook. Now, if you sign up for the emails, you will not miss a single important news update about Free Talk Live. If you don't follow us via email and you choose Twitter or Facebook, you'll get more than just the important news about the show. You'll get questions during the show. You'll get observations. Sometimes we'll post some show prep there. But in the way that Twitter and Facebook work, you don't always see everything unless you take the extra time to subscribe to our updates. And they don't make that incredibly user-friendly on Facebook, for instance. You actually have to hover over the like button, I think, and then click subscribe to updates or something like that. I don't have it in front of me right now. But if you want, you can go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up for any one of those. Email, Twitter, Facebook. In fact, we've got some Facebook responses to my question about the Mayan calendar. We'll share with you here in a moment. News.freetalklive.com.
Under the mistletoe this year, there's only one thing you should be slipping into your lover's mouth. Stateless Sweets, delicious, handmade, all-natural candy. Pervert. The holidays are going to be full of empty calories this year, so make your calories count with the very best handcrafted confections. Chocolate-covered pistachio brittle, salted honey caramels, English toffee, and the best fudge you've ever tasted. You know, I put that in there for you because I know that's your favorite, the fudge.
Yes, I do
enjoy
it.
I like the English toffee, but I haven't had the chocolate-covered pistachio brittle. Mm-hmm. They've got about 30 different
types of candies over there.
I was overwhelmed a little bit when I looked at the listing. Like, where do you start? There is a variety pack, though, is there not?
There is. And that's what you should bring to whatever holiday parties you're going to this year. Go to statelesssweets.com and get prepared, because this will make you very popular. Trust me. It's statelesssweets.com, because even though it's made with all natural ingredients and only the best, it is not made with anything from the state. Statelesssweets.com. And you can use coupon code FTL, FTL is in Free Talk Live, in order to save 10%. At statelesssweets.com, coupon code FTL.
People are going crazy over the end of the world, or what is purported to be the end of the world, the end of the Mayan calendar, and people all over the world now. And some of them, in simple response to a news article, like over in China, there was a news article that was printed in a local paper that resulted in a huge run on candles, because the person writing the article suggested that that there could be 3 days of darkness on December 21st.
It is remarkable what people will do once they see something on newsprint.
Yeah. So some people are responding in pretty serious ways, some buying underground bunkers for their property, some going onto a mountaintop or a hilltop in France and awaiting pickup from some departing extraterrestrials.
So because the extraterrestrials really want to come get you.
Well, actually, the claim is that they're already here and that they'll be leaving at that time.
I see.
So they'll be able to hitch a ride. And
but why would they stop, if they're leaving, why would they stop there at that mountaintop?
You know, that's a good question, Mark. If you'd like to try to book the person who believes this crazy theory for as a guest, you should do that for your Edgington Post.
Oh, boy.
But no, I don't have that answer here. I just kind of got a general overview piece from The Telegraph. It kind of goes over a number of the theories. One of them is that there's a secret planet hiding behind the sun called Nibiru that is ostensibly going to pop out from behind the sun and throw itself at Earth in order to cause some sort of intergalactic collision. And the NASA scientists are saying, yeah, sorry, that's just not possible. If there was something behind the sun like that, we would have seen it years ago, they say. And also they rejected apocalyptic theories about unusual alignments of the planets, and also the theory that the Earth's magnetic poles could suddenly flip. Conspiracy theory.
Don't they actually do that?
I've heard something about that happening in the past.
I mean, I don't know what it would mean to anything, but I don't poles flip?
Could that be called the world ending if the magnetic poles flip?
And as I understand, the moon that, the Luna that we see in the sky every night is a chunk of Earth thrown off by a collision that it's some time ago, so that it was able to spin around and get circular again.
Really?
Yeah, and that's as I understand it. So, yeah, I mean, you know, there's collisions with body. There are all kinds of near-Earth objects. Go and look up near-Earth objects, on Wikipedia, and you'll find that there are a bunch of them, and some of them, you know, disturbingly large. If you can imagine something, say, the size of Arkansas hitting the planet, it would be really bad for life on the planet.
Space agency, conspiracy theorists contend that the space agency is involved in an elaborate cover-up to prevent panic. But David Morrison, astronomer at NASA...
Because why do they care if panic occurs? I mean, wouldn't A, they be panicking, and B, why do they care if panic occurs?
I guess the claim would be they probably have their bunker, so they wouldn't be panicking.
So why do they care if panic occurs on the outside of it?
So David Morrison, astronomer at NASA, said, at least once a week I get a message from a young person as young as 11 who says they're ill and are contemplating suicide because of the coming doomsday. Now, that's a very real possibility, and that's pretty serious. There was that, what was it, the doomsday cult from the late 1990s, was it? You remember that one where they had this, you know, cult leader who told them that the aliens were going to, the Raelians or something like that.
Raelians sounds right.
Were going to fly by the Earth, and this was their one chance to be saved, and that they took some sort of a poison, I guess it was, and killed themselves en masse. I wonder if we're going to see any of that as the 21st gets closer. That's a disturbing possibility.
The thing about killing yourself in order to get on an alien spacecraft is that who can say it didn't work?
Good point.
This is the problem with faith. I mean, you know, we all sit here and chuckle about the people who killed right. themselves in order to get on the alien.
They could be sitting pretty right now.
But, I mean, really, every religion's got their alien spacecraft. They call it something different, and yeah. that's where you go. I don't know. I'm not going to claim to know, but we chuckle about the people who went, you know, killed themselves to get on the alien spacecraft. What difference is it from, you know, heaven or Valhalla or, you know, whatever the other place is? The Greeks, I think they just had some place, Hades, you just go afterlife. I don't know. They didn't seem to have two spots. But, you know, certainly there are plenty of religions that have more than one spot.
Let's continue here with David. He says that I think that it's evil for people to propagate rumors on the Internet to frighten children. Now, that's not the reason why these rumors are being propagated.
I would think not.
I think the people that are propagating these rumors really do believe them. And they are, you know, not necessarily considering the innocent minds of the children out there that could be affected
by it. They're trying to warn people that they're concerned about.
Mayans themselves reject any notion that the world
would
end.
By the way, I think that it's unwise to tell kids about hell.
Mm.
You know,
it ruined you.
This is how I feel. I went to a Christian school. I taught Sunday school. And all these things. And finally, the moment that I realized that I just don't believe this stuff anymore, it all came unraveling because nobody ever told me about morality. They always told me about do the right thing, otherwise you're going to go to the bad place.
Are you seeing the street preachers, by the way, come out like in the big cities? I mean, we wouldn't see it here in Little Keene, New Hampshire, I don't think. But, you know, big cities where there's a lot of folks in the streets, are you seeing the people with the repent signs? I mean, are they coming out in heavier numbers than they normally do? I mean, Mark, you and I, we've been to the New York City for a few times, Los Angeles a few times on business trips, and I've never seen anyone doing those things there, but we're hardly there for very long. So do you see that happening more? If you normally see it at all, do you see it happening more now? Is that going to ramp up? Are we going to see more of these apocalyptic predictors being out and about and more visible over the next 2 weeks?
I remember this woman who was out, for a while predicting the end of the earth. She had a specific day on a sign, and she would stand out there and hold it, and this was a few years ago, but she was predicting the end of the earth at that time, and it came, and it went, and everything was fine. I think it's the Jehovah's Witnesses believe that that Jesus came back in like 1913 or something like that.
Oh.
There's the people who, Christians, preterist Christians, I believe is how you use the term, who believe that Jesus returned in the first century. So there are lots of people that believe that the earth has sort of ended already, and maybe a few times. So, you know, whatever.
So what do the Mayans say about this, all of the theories?
Don't the Mayans not exist anymore?
You are incorrect.
Okay.
There's at least one of them. Pedro Celestino Yacnot, a Mayan sage, burns seeds and fruits to mark the end of the old calendar at a ceremony in Cuba. And we'll tell you what he said here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can share your thoughts. Predictions? Are you somebody who's getting prepared for the end of the world in 2 weeks? Or do you know somebody? Tell your story. Coming up.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 800-790-4961 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-790-4961 to take your call now. Call 800-790-4961. That's 800-790-4961. Again, 800-790-4961.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging,
nails and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle. That'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, toll-free number tonight, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy the program and you would like to help support Free Talk Live, tis the season to get your holiday shopping taken care of. You can do that over at shop.freetalklive.com. Of course, it's not too late to get delivery before Christmas. So go now before it's too late over at shop.freetalklive.com. Of course, those links are there for you year-round. So anytime you have online shopping to do, then you can do it over at shop.freetalklive.com. And when you do so, Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. And it's the same Amazon that you're used to. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, click the Amazon of your choice. There's Amazon US, UK, and Canada. And it'll be the same experience you're used to with the same great prices, free Super Saver shipping, all of it. It's just you're entering through our portal, so Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase. Go once again to shop.freetalklive.com to get your shopping taken care of. So I said that we would give you what the Mayans, or at least one of them, are saying.
Just one Mayan.
They managed to find a man named Pedro Celestino Yaknos. He is a Mayan sage, and he recently burned some seeds and fruits to mark the end of the old calendar at a ceremony in Cuba. Apparently Mayans themselves reject any notion the world would end.
What is he doing in Cuba?
No,
Mayans weren't in Cuba.
Get around.
I don't get this.
Cuba's kind of close to Mexico.
Mayans is a collapsed society from hundreds of years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, what would it be if I walked around calling myself an Abenaki Indian?
Don't you have some Indian in you?
Yes.
Okay. You count as an Indian.
It's ridiculous.
Why?
I don't know anything about the Abenaki Indians, and this guy doesn't know anything about Mayans.
How do you know that? He's burning seeds and fruits. Clearly involved
in Cuba.
He's
not even in the right spot.
I don't know, Mark. People get around, you know? You don't have to stay in Mexico to be a Mayan.
Anyway, he said, quote...
Or an Aztec, right?
Will you let me read his quote? We've been working up to this all hour. He said, the 21st is for giving thanks and gratitude, and the 22nd welcomes the new cycle, a new dawn.
I'm for that.
Sounds good to me. Let's go to the phones here and talk to Dason in Utah on the Amp Lines. Dason, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey.
I'd actually like to make a comment about how it is so popular for people to believe in this type of thing, and why. You see, a lot of people nowadays, well, actually throughout history, feel helpless. They know that there is something wrong with this world. There's something wrong with society, but they're helpless. They're this small ant that's about to be swept up by a tidal wave. I'm sure most people have thought at one time where they wanted to push the big red blow-up button. That's what this belief is. They are so terrified and feel so helpless to do anything about it that they feel this intense need to just have it all end.
It's interesting.
So at least then they can have closure.
They feel like they can't do anything about all the horrors of the world, and so maybe some Deus Ex Machina will come in and take care of it for them.
Some what?
Exactly. Which is insane, because, you know, you don't have to do a great, huge act to spread freedom, to encourage things. Like, an easy way just promoted by this show is donate $5 a month to the AMP program. You know, that'll
fine,
help
fine
you
suggestion.
Yeah, that'll fix it.
And if the world's going to end, you know, you could totally afford to donate more than $5 a month. But
just going to hire this guy as our marketing guy.
Well, I'm just saying, as an example, if you want to feel like you are in control of your life and do something about it, then that's a simple answer, because it's, like you've said before, revolution, we have different types of revolution now. It's not with guns and bullets. It's with ideas and words. And the best way to spread the words of liberty is through expanding a media. It just makes sense to me.
Well, I think you're right. I mean,
people
live in a...
Look at the simple...
Yeah, people live in a state of fear. I mean, most people do. We were talking, I think, about this to some extent last night with the discussion surrounding the Hajj that one of our listeners went on recently. He wrote up a series of articles about some of his reflections talking about the quietists, the people that, you know, quietly observe the evil going on around them and do not speak out against it. And I think that I agree with him, you know, his suggestion that most people are like that. Most people just quietly watch and they feel helpless to do something about it. And people really need to step into their own power. You can live more free. You just have to seize that. You have to, you know, carpe diem, seize the day, or in this case, seize your freedom and stand up for it. And then, surprise, surprise, you'll probably end up with more freedom at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. But you can't make anyone into a slave that is unwilling to allow it.
This is true.
Yeah, but they may not allow it at the cost of their life, though.
Well, you know, so what is it? The death that slavery is not the worst, or death is not the worst of all evils, I think?
Maybe. I'm not sure, and I know.
Thank you, by the way. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, but I just want to tell you I appreciate your show, and keep doing the great work.
Excellent. We will. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE, at least for the next 2 weeks. 1-855-450-3733. We continue here with you and your thoughts. Oh, let's go to the Facebook messages. I had asked the question the Mayan. I brought up the Mayan apocalypse and got people's responses here. Let's see. Gary says, how can torches burn ostensibly for hours in a cave with no fresh air supply and no ventilation for the burned gases like they do in the movies? I call BS.
There you go. That's my contention, that torches don't really exist.
CERN may take us all out, says Kyle Mahoney. He says December 21st is the last day they look for the God particle in their latest four-day experiment. Joking. I don't really think anything's going to happen, but it is fun to talk about. Cody O'Connor writes, I love how people put so much faith into civilizations that spent most of their free time building large triangles out of stone. You know, you have to wonder about that, though. Like, for them, that was something that was very important, and maybe we'll never really understand why it was so important. building those pyramids.
They're tombs.
Structures.
I mean, what seems obvious to me is that they're tombs for men who considered themselves to be quite great, didn't have television or other things to entertain themselves, mm-hmm. so they had plenty of time to, really, are you telling me that there aren't people now that wouldn't enslave thousands, hundreds of thousands in order to build themselves a great monument? And by slave at that point, it was more like forced labor. They did get paid, though, in that circumstance. So, it's not that big of a stretch.
Aaron Cross says, I need to hurry up and sign up.
Any big mausoleum is essentially doing the same thing. You're using the fruit of your labor, dollars, in order to buy people's time in order to build you a big mausoleum.
Mm-hmm. Aaron Cross says, I need to hurry and sign up for a bareback ostrich race. That's the last thing on my things to do before I die list.
The bucket list?
Yeah.
This is interesting, the bucket list idea, things that you want to do before you die. Well, I just don't have time to even think about one.
Gary F. writes, he follows up his original thought. Also, how is it possible that there's enough fuel for a torch to burn on and on in the movies by wrapping a cloth around a stick? Daryl Harvey says, I think people will turn this into more of an event than it actually will be. And I think that's probably the most appropriate comment in that, you know, there is the idea of the self-fulfilling prophecy. Not necessarily that the world will end, whatever it is that that means, but that some people's worlds will end, like somebody that might commit suicide on the 21st or prior to it, or, some cult that commits mass suicide, or people that do dramatic things to their lives, burn their house down. I don't know what they'll do, but some people in their responses to what could happen may be what does happen. Let's go to Dave in Northern California. You're on Free Talk Live, listening to KGOE in Eureka. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. I very much appreciate your show. Yesterday was a very significant day in our history. FDR called it the day that would live in infamy. And, it occurred to most everybody here that the fact that Pearl Harbor happened yesterday didn't make it to our radio shows, didn't make it to the TV or the newspapers, and we were all wondering, why is that? Who made it where we couldn't discuss Pearl Harbor Day? It's always been in the news before. And the general thinking of most people here is that it now reminds everybody of PNAC's new Pearl Harbor, and so those people that don't want that discussed.
PNAC's new Pearl Harbor?
Well, it was a group called themselves PNAC. They went on to become W. Bush's cabinet, and they had said 10 years in advance they wanted to invade the Middle East, mm-hmm. and in order to do it, they would need a new Pearl Harbor type of event.
And what was that?
Well, as 9/11? They should have it, 9/11 happened, and they were mm-hmm. able to blame it all on the Middle East and claim that that was why we needed to invade. I don't know anything.
Dave, I'm glad you brought it up. I saw the news about it yesterday, and it didn't make it into my show prep, and I apologize. It is something that we have talked about on this show in the past, and certainly it deserves to be addressed. We can do that coming up here in a moment. Thanks for the call. We'll do that in hour number two. 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything you want. Your thoughts on the supposed end of the world. Share your experience or bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour two's next. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.